It's one thing if gas is cheap. It's another if gas is going to stay cheap. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We know that unleaded is less than $3 a gallon on average now. The Department of Energy is now saying it could stay that way for all of 2015, at least according to their forecast. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So oil price is down again today. Using the European price Brent, it's below $80 a barrel. Texas price down another 1.3%. I mean, those of us filling up our gas tanks, it's starting to add up to real money.
What's important about the decline in gas prices is that it's been persistent, and you're starting to get a sense that it's here to stay for a while. Until recently, consumers have sort of believed, hey, you know, if gas prices aren't going to stay low, I'm not going to commit that extra money to anywhere else. Now we're going to see, by the time Christmas hits, some real spending come out of that windfall that people are getting at the pump.
An early indication of this could be, what, tomorrow, retail sales?
We've got retail sales coming out tomorrow for the month of October, and what we're going to be looking for is whether or not consumers are willing to sort of maybe go out to lunch a little more often or buy a little more extra spirits for the holiday season. Certainly Halloween is one of the larger retail holidays now. We've sold a lot of costumes. A lot of people bought costumes for their pets as well. I'm not sure what that means, but I think it means we're more confident about something out there.
Okay. Discretionary spending. Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial speaking to us from Washington, D.C. today. Diane, thank you.
Thank you.
A Hollywood trade publication called Deadline.com was first to report that the toy maker Hasbro is in talks to buy DreamWorks Animation. Stan Alcorn has been looking into this. Stan, I'm picturing action figures based on movie characters. This one is really movies made from toys.
Yes, these days it's really about both, and Hasbro is the perfect example. They've been raking it in part because of toys from the Star Wars movies and for Marvel comic book movies like Spider-Man and Iron Man, but also because of Transformers. I talked to Martin Brockstein at the International Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association, and he says that's really about intellectual property, IP.
The Transformer movies have been very lucrative, not just because of the toy side, but also because the toy side provided the IP to make movies, which did very well at the box office.
And Hasbro is now looking to make movies from other old toy lines like Gem and the Holograms and My Little Pony.
What's in it for DreamWorks Animation, you think?
Well, DreamWorks Animation has really been struggling lately. Recent films like Turbo, The Racing Snail, have been flops. So their stock is down by more than a third since January, and they're looking to sell. Last month, talks with Japanese company SoftBank fell apart, and so we'll have to see if this fares any better.
Stan Alcorn reporting. Stan, thank you. Always covering currency crises, it seems, on this program. Last year, India, Venezuela. Today, Russia. I just finished a new book that shows how a currency crisis was pivotal to the history of George Washington and to the United States as we know it. You see, back in the 1780s, after the Revolutionary War, our central government was weak, couldn't tax, couldn't apply tariffs. It was also deeply in debt to people who had bankrolled the war. Enter some clever financial engineering at the state level. The states said to its citizens, since Congress can't pay you the interest it owes you, how about you take this little paper certificate from the state instead?
This debit, it would circulate within the state as a form of paper money because it had a set value come the time to pay your state taxes.
Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Edward Larson's new book is called The Return of George Washington. He's also a professor at Pepperdine. These chits, certificates, debits have value. They could be swapped like money or traded in for real money if desired. This created, in 1780s America, an alternative money system in the states.
The result is the national government is becoming irrelevant. What Hamilton and others knew was the way we'll have an effective national government is if the important people in America, the creditors, are relying on the central government for their economic well-being. If they're creditors of the national government, they'll want the national government to succeed.
Which brings us to George Washington. After the Revolutionary War, his plan was to retire from public life and chill out as a big landowner. He saw these alternative economies growing in the states as a threat to the idea of strong central government. Larson writes, Washington got a huge lesson on why a central government with the money to pay troops was crucial for defending property rights. Washington gets this lesson when he rides out to Pennsylvania and Ohio to inspect his own frontier land, and what he finds is a bunch of squatters who won't get lost.
He was across the frontier. He had three large tracts. On the first one, he found ostensible tenants who wouldn't pay him. Then he goes to the second one, and there are squatters who squatted in the land and claimed it was theirs. And he couldn't even get to the third and largest property because the Native Americans had moved back in, and he heard word that they were going to capture and kidnap him if he went down there. So he went home.
But briefly, this is crucial to American history because it's a vivid example playing out in three dimensions for George Washington, that the frontier is lawless. He'd like to see more order established at the frontier. And he's thinking it's only a stronger central government that could pull that off.
He comes back and immediately writes letters to many governors. He said, these frontiersmen, they have no attention, affection, or commitment to us. The only way we can keep the frontier is if we become a single nation. We need commercial connections with the frontier. We also need a military who can go out and show these people that they are part of the United States.
This is one key reason George Washington drags himself back into public life, decides to go to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. You can find out if he later becomes president by reading Edward Larson's new book called The Return of George Washington. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.